This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We have been reporting for a good long while on the fall of the shopping center, shopping dollars having migrated elsewhere. We report now on the rise of the strip mall. Macy's is the latest retailer to announce it's going to grow its presence at strip malls through its smaller footprint concepts, which are called Market by Macy's and Macy's Backstage. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that one.
The retail world has its own food chain of sorts. Commercial real estate investors tend to pour money into what retailers want. Retailers tend to pour money into what consumers want. And Christina Boney, a retail analyst at Moody's, says what consumers want is low-stakes, low-commitment shopping.
How far you have to walk, from where you park, how you get to the store itself, the ease of entry. Those things are just much more conducive in a strip-like situation than as opposed to a mall.
Strip malls make it easier for people to pop in and not just buy, but also return items. And they lend themselves to perhaps not popping in at all. Brandon Speck is the director of retail analytics at CoStar Group.
One big driver, certainly, I think, is the acceleration of buy online, pick up curbside,
which has been one of the shopping hallmarks of the pandemic. His proof that it's boosting interest in strip malls, Speck says the current strip mall vacancy rate is at 8%.
That is well below even pre-pandemic levels and is at its lowest level since before the great financial crisis.
But not all strip malls are created equal. There's an equation that makes them work. Connor Flynn is CEO at Kimco Realty, which owns about 570 open-air shopping centers across the U.S. He says a good strip mall starts with a good anchor tenant, big names like Macy's or Target that drive traffic and reliably pay rent.
And then what you try and do is have the best coffee person in the morning, you know, the best sandwich shop for lunchtime.
Then add in a gym, hair salon, and urgent care center.
And you continue to sort of build out a suite of services that'll drive traffic at all points during the day.
Malls used to be about going to a destination or socializing or having some kind of experience. Now they're more about checking everything off your to-do list. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.